Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino. Tuesday, May 14th, 2024, pre-market report. I apologize that this video is out a little late. I was in computer hell. I couldn't get this thing to work. Anyway, here we are, and I'm happy to be here with all of you people. Here we go yet again. Let's start off with the biggest piece of information that nobody saw coming except me and you. So we got this wholesale price number today, this wholesale inflation number, and it came in worse than expected. Nobody, not even one of our loving, caring economists who don't exist, who were apparently polled, never happened, by CNBC in this particular case. No one saw this coming, but it's total nonsense here. People, look, it's not going to stop. How do I say this another way? You already know this. You're laughing. I guarantee you this morning when this news broke here about wholesale prices coming in way worse than expected, no one saw this coming. Nobody saw it coming. You got to be kidding me. It's not going to stop. It's not going to stop. I'll wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow we get another report coming in, but that's the one that's really going to move the market, in my opinion. Speaking of that, here's the MMRI right now. We're sitting at 292.6. Let's see where this goes today into tomorrow. I hope you guys and girls are paying attention to this. Again, it's for all of you. Free link in the description of this video. So let me ask you, while we're on the topic here, let's talk. We can talk about anything, right? You and me? You surprised? How many of you that follow this blog are surprised to find out that in these this new inflation report came in worse than expected? You know, it still bothers me, and it probably bothers you too, that and again, think about what I'm about to say. The Federal Reserve has been 100% wrong. Do you think that's just by accident here, that every single projection continues to be wrong? They just can't get it right here? And their new projections, oh, this is great, going into 2025, inflation is going to come down. It's going to get very good for you and me, and life is going to be just a beautiful place to be. No, the pressure is going to continue and get even worse. Let's talk about some other news that we got today. Front page, Market Watch. The national debt interest now costs more than, well, Medicare and defense is going to continue going up here. This mechanism of inflating the debt, and they're trying to blame the millennials. They're trying to blame boomers. Everybody, except who creates the debt out of nothing? This is an incredible situation. I want you to think about it. No surprise, debts and deficits are going to continue to balloon. You and I have been speaking about this since time immemorial. So the interest on the debt, national debt interest now costs more than Medicare or defense. Now, where does this interest come from? Oh yeah, that's right. The Fed creates it out of nothing. They just add digits to a screen and that allows them to inflate even more. Do you realize? And I know you do if you follow this blog. The Federal Reserve has got you, me, this nation, and the world, okay, by the throat and by the... You can't say that, that word here, because it's a bad word. It might offend people. Who cares, right? Anyway, that's the story. But it's not going to stop. The fact is that this is exactly what the Federal Reserve wants. It allows them to inflate. It allows them to continue to devalue the currency. We haven't seen anything yet with regard to that. People, we're being set up here on an epic. And one more time, are you ready for this epic scale? Whoever gets selected as the president is going to make sure the dollar gets weaker and rates say suppressed. And is this going to be currency positive? Is this going to be purchasing power positive for you? And life is going to be just fantastic? How about no? The mechanism is already off the rails, and it's going to get a lot worse. Now, with regard to that and news on the economy, so more corporate layoffs. Okay, let's see. You and I, at the end of last year, one of my top trends that was going to happen this year, corporate layoffs. And we're not done. They're not done. But the economy is really, our economy is so strong that we're laying off tens of thousands and thousands of people every month. Oh, that's how strong our economy is. You can't make it up. Speaking of the debt inflating here, people, this is Reuters. This is kind of an interesting take on a few things. And you and I know this already, but let's cover it. My favorite asset on the planet is this. It's silver. That's how you bet against this inflationary environment, which is not going to stop here. And gold would be my second. Platinum, palladium run like an equal third. But I'm going to say that maybe platinum is kind of... I like platinum. I own platinum. I think maybe you want to start getting involved in this. There's going to be shortages, not just of precious metals moving down the line here, but with commodities across the board, food, water, you name it, they're going to throw it at us, and they're going to blame whoever they have to blame. It's our fault that resources are going to become scarce. This is going to play out in such a way, and it's all being set up right now with regard to a resource scarcity issue. All engineered, of course. And people are going to be at each other's throats. That's what they want, so they can extort whatever they want out of us here. What they're doing now with regard to food inflation skyrocketing out of control, and only the rich now can dine out. People cutting back have burned through their savings. They have nothing here. And again, going back to the banks are in trouble like you can't even believe. But you're not being told that. Dominoes. We are going to see banks fall like dominoes. No doubt about it. Moving forward, 2025 looks really ominous to me. I think at least I believe sincerely that at least one major Wall Street bank is going to be chosen to be the fall guy. Just like Lehman Brothers was, you know. Bear Stearns, got absorbed pennies on the dollar by J.P. Morgan. I think we all know that. But they had to set up the sacrifice. Oh, we let Lehman Brothers fail. They're going to do the same thing here again. Because, we punished Wall Street. We allowed the big bank to fail. Don't you see? No, again, this is just a mechanism here. But with regard to the smaller banks, you know the story. I've covered it a million times. We started talking about this before anybody, before the mainstream media, before anybody on YouTube. You and I started talking about the issues with the smaller banks, the regional banks. No deposits, no loans, no deals. Now, they're pulling their cash out of these institutions, and these things, their balance sheets are exploding with bad debt. Get your cash out of the smaller institutions. Put it into a credit union, people. They are safer. People twist my words, and it drives me nuts. Greg Manarino was saying that credit unions are safe. Never said that. Never once did I say that, and I never will say that. They are not safe, okay? They are safer because they don't operate on a for-profit mechanism, and they don't take the risks. But like I said, people, this whole thing is so beyond twisted at this point here, and no one sees any of this coming. No one sees it coming except you and me. Tomorrow, wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be a big day, so we're going to keep our eyes on the MMRI, as I said. With regard to this bad inflation report, this PPI, they're probably going to float out a couple of Fed creatures, as they always do, to talk the market back up. Don't worry, we got your back. We got your back. Anyway, so that's kind of where we stand with this entire thing, people. More corporate layoffs, skyrocketing debts and deficits of people that are being wiped the freak out. Most people aren't doing a damn thing about it. Do you realize how lucky you are, how smart you are, that you're taking action here? Again, this is a channel for people of action, not for people who want to sit here and be entertained. Sure, it's a lot of fun to be entertained here and there, but this is serious business, okay? And this is deteriorating around us very fast, much faster than I think a lot of us believe. But no one saw this coming. Nobody, no. None of our loving, caring representatives saw this coming. And of course, the Fed didn't see it coming because they've been wrong 100% of the time. They're not wrong. Okay, you and I called this out since day one. They know what's going on. They are feeding us. They are double fist feeding us rectally. And every other orifice that you can imagine, the garbage, the nonsense, the propaganda, we're being deceived on an epic scale. And it's just not going to stop either here. So more corporate layoffs, unfortunately. Very ugly situation here for the economy, for the people who are being squeezed to death. Squeezed to death. And people, they get taken by surprise because they believe the propaganda. Oh, inflation is going to get better 2025. Remember, let's not forget the Fed's prediction, which they're going to be wrong again, of course, for 2025 is inflation is going to come down. Oh, really? How is that going to happen when all they're doing is continuing to inflate on a massive scale because they have to keep, again, where does this cash come from again? Where does the cash come from to pay the interest? Do we make it? Do we create it out of nothing, you and me? Or is it created by the Federal Reserve adding digits to a screen and then paying themselves? And of course, the mechanism here is purchasing power negative, currency negative. That's their goal here, is to continue to inflate. You know that. And again, whoever they put behind the Resolute desk, same thing. We can expect a weaker currency, a loss in purchasing power, more easy money for the market. The disconnect between the economy and the market is going to get worse until it doesn't. There's going to be a snapback moment here, people, and you know it. Where risk on, meaning cash making its way into the stock market, is going to make its way into risk off assets, and that's where opportunity lies. That's what this channel is all about. Looking for opportunity and then taking advantage of it. For example, like I just told you, platinum. Platinum. I think you need to start adding this to your portfolio. All I want to do is allow all of you to understand where the opportunities are. Because if we don't look out for each other, we got nothing. We are now existing in an environment where we are the targets, okay? But we're turning the tables on these freaks, okay? They want to destroy us. Let them play their games. We can play it better because we're smarter than they are. And I really believe that with all I got. All right, people, look, that's kind of it for now. Let's keep our eyes on this. Let's watch the MMRI after today's data. And tomorrow, it's going to be even more interesting. Anyway, this guy here loves you a lot from the heart. I mean that. And I will, of course, see you later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for the live stream. I am looking forward to that. I love doing the live stream. And until we meet again, people, take care of yourselves and take care of each other.